Sean Bossard from Central New York.
Sean, here at the World Dairy Expo on a Wednesday morning, had a chance to take in the Ford Super Bowl, and you found out you're one of the winners.
Complete surprise. It honestly was. We were told we were in the top 10, and yeah, we'd like you to come out, and thought, well, that was a perk. But no way did we know we were going to be in the, we were winning, much less, you know, thought, well, maybe top five if we're lucky, but we won. That was a surprise.
Sean, talk about the category you guys were in.
So we won first place in the BMR corn silage category. That's what we grow for our corn silage at the farm.
How long have you guys worked with Micagen, used BMR in their products?
Well, I started working for the farm in 2010, took over management of it, and they had been using BMR corn prior to that for several years. So since I've been there, we've been using it. We just continued the practice.
What are some of the characteristics? Obviously, it works out for you guys. That's why you use it. What do you guys like about it?
The feed quality, bottom line. I get frustrated with it. I'm going to freely admit it. It doesn't yield as well on our ground as other corn. But when you look at your cost per cow per day and the feed ration, we ran the numbers, and it's saving us 20 cents per cow per day in our feed ration. The numbers just didn't lie. So when it comes to feed costs, you know, yeah, we're paying a little more for it up front in terms of seed cost and a little bit of yield loss. But same token, we're saving a lot of money on our feed bill.
Talk about your guys' area. You guys still pretty dairy intensive in that neck of the woods in your general neighborhood?
Yeah, we are. Dairy's huge where we are. We have farms that range all over the board in terms of size. We milk about 213-20 cows. We've got farms next door to us that are milking 40, and farms just down the road that are milking 3,000, and everything in between. So we're a very dairy-rich area in New York.
World Dairy Expo, is this a first-time trip for you, or have you been here in the past? Or
I have not. I've never been to the Dairy Expo ever. And so when they called me up and said, we'd like you to come, it was a great opportunity, and I figured, well, we're going to take a day or so and come out and see it.
You see these cattle, you see the equipment. Really, it's something to see it if you haven't seen it before.
It is. You know, I'm used to our farm shows in New York. We have a fairly big one in the summer and a fairly decent-sized one in the winter, but they do pale in comparison to the size of this thing. It's huge.